kind of a virtual canathon. Our parent company, Gray Television, provided a program. It was an hour-long music program that kind of promoted giving locally to local food pantries. So we got on board, and in a real short period of time, just basically put together, some PSAs. We have information on our website. You guys, I'm pretty sure, have a link to that. And what we're just asking people to do is to make a cash donation to their local food pantry. We have... we have a number of links on there as well that people can do it via a credit card. Other than that, we're just asking that they think of their local food pantry and for those who are able to send in some money.
Yeah, that's kind of the challenge right now, is since we have these unexpected times, these unprecedented times for us in our modern time. People are looking for the need. They need some food. They need some help with some things. And those of us that can help out really should. This is an easy way to do it, too, because you don't have to leave the house.
Yeah, and that, initially when this all kind of started snowballing, we did put, some promos on the air to ask people to think of their local food pantries and make a donation. And then, kind of thinking about it, it was, that's not necessarily the safest way. Someone would have to go to a grocery store and then physically bring the food to their pantry. So this way, it's safe. They can make a monetary donation, and it'll definitely go to a good cause.
Scott Zirbel on the line with us today from TV6 and Fox UP. Scott, when we look at this all in all, it seems like it's just a really sort of a natural evolution of what you do with the Canathon, which is to, as you say, help feed a hungry neighbor. How has been the response so far?
Well, we started out actually TV6 and our parent company, Gray, made a kickoff donation of a total of $2,500 to the UP food pantry. So that was kind of a starting point. It just got rolling on Saturday. We were going to have some more promos on the air, and hopefully with the help with the radio stations, letting people know that it's there. And it's simply a link that has the information. It has mailing addresses, food pantries. You can go down the list and find the one in your community, make out a check and send, to make the check out directly to that food pantry, not the virtual TV6 Canathon. Make it out to the food pantry, send it directly to them, and I know it'll be greatly appreciated.
Scott Zirbel on the line with us from TV6. How long are you looking to run this overall push?
Well, right now, as we talked a little earlier, Walt, about, what the governor decides to do, to be honest with you, I think the need's going to be for a while. So we hope to take this into at least mid-May, potentially the end of May, just kind of keeping the reminder out there, and hopefully people will respond.
Well, Scott, we appreciate you joining us to talk about it a little bit. We're happy to partner up with you guys at TV6 and Fox UP as well. Let's help feed a hungry neighbor during these times, and it's all with the virtual Canathon. We have it linked up on our website, but again, if people can't get to that, what is your website for folks to check out?
Our website is UpperMichiganSource.com. So just dial that in, and there's an icon right on our homepage that says Virtual Canathon. Click on that, and it'll take you to the links and the information.